This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He says good people are absolutely going to be surrounded or drowned in blessings. لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. What that means is wherever they look, there's something to be amazed about. Like you're just sitting there and you're sitting with your friend in Jannah one day and your friend says, you see that? And you're like, whoa, that's amazing. Well, wait, you see this. And everywhere you look, there's something to stare at. And some new ni'mah, some new blessing that you never realized before. You're surrounded by them from all sides. The other beautiful thing about the word abrar is that the word abrar is what's called jam'u qilla. It's a plural that means not that many. Barara is many more. Quran uses barara for the angels, like many, many good angels. But abrar is used for people every time, few good people. This is actually words of hope. That doesn't mean there are only a few good people in the world. It means when you're around and there's only a few of you that are not doing evil things. By the way, I should mention this so you understand this better, inshallah. Al-abrar, good people, what makes them good? Allah didn't say. Allah didn't say here that they're truthful, or they pray, or they fast, or what makes them good? The only thing in this surah that makes them good is they don't do what the first category did. What do they do? Tatfif. They cheat. They don't care about consequences. They shortchange other people. When you don't do those things, you become abrar. And you're missing, and by the way, when you don't do those things, you're missing out on your profits, aren't you? They're making more profit than you because you didn't do it. You didn't cheat. And now Allah says, and those who didn't cheat, those who are abrar, they're going to be surrounded in blessings. There's not going to be any shortage. You didn't miss out on anything. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. Look at the motivation Allah gives to those who hold on to their principles. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. Don't do tatfif even on your resume. Don't even put you have this experience or that experience when you don't have it. Don't change 2 years into 3 years because it's going to sound better. Don't give fake references your friend. Just if somebody calls, just say you're my manager. Don't do that. That's tatfif. And so if you can hold on to that, then the luxuries of Jannah are coming. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ Arika in Arabic is a little bit different from other words for couches or seating or karasi and things like that. يَجِبْ أَن تَكُونَ مُزَيِّنَ بِسُطُورِ وَتَزِيِّنِ حَتَّى تُسَمَّ أَرِيكَ. It's actually something that's beautified, decorated, you know, like cushioned, well cushioned, something you can recline on. That's when it's called the arika, meaning a really expensive couch. It's not an IKEA sofa. It's like a really expensive couch that you sit on. That's called an arika, and the plural of it is araik. He says, you're surrounded by blessings, and you are leaning back on couches. Yanzurun means you're staring. Nazara is used when you look at something for a long time. And of course, if you're looking at something that's really beautiful, or something you can't take your eyes off of, then you're not just going to look at it and go like that. If a really amazing car drove by, or pulled up, you'll be like, what? You know, sometimes in airports around the world, they take a really fancy car and they just kind of plop it in the middle. And you're just... نَظَرْتَ إِلَيْهِ. You didn't just glance at it and move away. You stare at it. Or if somebody's into watches, you go to those expensive watch stores, you put them on display so you can feel poorer. Right? So you look at it. You know? Or what ladies do outside of like expensive bag stores. Coach or whatever. You know? Like, نَظَر. The idea though is, it's really cool that if you imagine this, if you're reclined back, your view is limited. If you really want to look at something, you have to get uncomfortable and say, look up. You know? If the kids are sitting in the backseat of the car and they're sleeping and you say, hey, look, a camel. They have to get up and look. But Allah has situated this arika in a way that you're leaned back and you can still get the full view of all the blessings around you. That's the beauty of Jannah. Maybe it's rotating, I don't know. We'll find out one day, bi-idhnillah. So now, from there you get ta'rifu fi wujuhihim nadratan na'im. They're leaning back, getting this beautiful view, and you can tell from their face a freshness, nadra. Nadra is used in Arabic for fresh food, food that looks fresh. Or nadra is used when somebody looks like they're really well rested and they're really happy, and you're like, wow, you look different today. That's a nadra. Okay? We're not going to have nadra for a while. It's Ramadan now. You know? I remember back when I gave a dars on this maybe 12 years ago, I used to travel and I could only afford to fly Southwest, you know, the bus in the air. So when I used to go to California from New York, there was a stopover in Las Vegas, okay? And in Las Vegas, so a lot of people are flying not to go to California like I am, they're going to Las Vegas. Their faces have nadra. When they're heading there, they're like, I can't sleep. This is so amazing. Oh my God, I can see the lights. This is what they look like. Then there's a connecting flight from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. When you get on that flight, there's a lot of people who are done with Vegas on that flight. Then you have, you know, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرَةٌ. You know, there's a darkness on ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Like, maybe lost all their life savings or whatever. Oh my God. So, but the first case was nadra. That's when you're like, you're lit up. But there's an idafa here. Nadratan na'im. The lighting, the face lit up, but the face lit up by na'im. Meaning, they see one blessing, they turn one way, they see one gift from Allah, and their face lights up. Then they look at another blessing, and their face lights up all over again. Then they look at something else, and their face lights up all over again. Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the Deeper Look section.